bone thinning, muscle wastage, memory loss. It seems as we get older, we're gaining years on our age, but every other part of our life seems to be wasting away. It seems that our quality of life gets poorer as we get older. And there's a very interesting curve that if you have a look at with most people, is that we're born, we grow our muscles and our bones and we become more active and we get stronger and we have our peak of life around 20 to say 45. And then unfortunately, if you have a look at that curve, for most people between 45 and 50 and the average age of death, which is around about 80, the curve goes down. So our quality of life is usually at its best between 18 to 45, and then after 45, it seems to be a downward slope. Well, here's the suggestion from all the anti-aging experts in the world, is that that curve should really be a very distinct drop-off. So you are born, you have great quality of life all the way through to 80, 90, 100 years of age, and then you die. So the minute that you die, obviously your quality of life is very poor, but right up until the minute you die, you have great quality of life. You have strong muscles, strong bones. You have a very powerful, strong, active, young brain, heart, mind, and everything's working really well. So how do we make that happen? And because anti-aging is such a huge market, there are so many people now who are living past the age of 60, 70, 80 years of age, unfortunately with very poor quality of life. There's a very distinct movement to how do we stay young? And of course, then the experts start studying the people who are 70, 80, 90, 100 years plus, who are still active, still playing their sports, still performing on stage, still running a business, still really successful with their life, and they've still got great quality of life. And it seems to be the very common factor that if you stay active, you'll stay young. So as an exercise professional, as a coach, as a parent, as a teacher, as somebody who is obviously aging yourself, we're all aging by the minute. There's nothing we can do that. We're all going to get chronologically older. But what can we do to stay young, physically and mentally young? And the answer now is really simple. There's no argument about it. It's just a matter of whether or not as a human you want to do it, you're prepared to do it, or you're just going to say to yourself, I'm going to get old. However, as a parent, as a grandparent, as somebody who may want to add value to the world for as long as possible, let's have a look at the simple and how simple it is to stay young and strong for all of your life. So the important one is obviously your brain. If your brain's not functioning effectively, then the rest of your body doesn't feel like doing anything. And we now know beyond any argument that when you exercise at a high intensity, so when you lift heavy things and when you huff and puff, when you've got a positive attitude, when you laugh and when you learn, your brain will stay young. Brain-derived neurotrophic factors, the fertilizer for your brain, will pump through your brain every day and regenerate neurogenesis of your brain cells every single day. That means exercising every single day, but why wouldn't you? We eat every day, we shower every day, we breathe, and when you exercise, it means that all of those things will be so much easier. I just can't figure how awful it would be to be old and have to have somebody bathe you and take you to the bathroom and feed you. They're all the things that happen when we become inactive because we haven't been pumping happy drugs through our brain. So then our body becomes inactive, so our muscles and bones waste away as well. So the amount of exercise that you need to do every day to keep your brain young, the really great news, it's just high intensity, short bursts of activity. So puff as hard as you can for as long as you can and then have a rest and move on. And you don't even have to do it again. Because you're exercising at such a high intensity, it's shown that you really need to do that infrequently. So 3-4 times during the day for 10 seconds, go as hard as you possibly can, whether it's skipping or boxing or running or cross training or biking or running up and down the hallway, it doesn't matter. Those brain-derived neurotrophic factors and dopamine and serotonin and noradrenaline and all the things that keep your brain young will be pumping through your brain. So that's pretty easy. The beautiful thing is that when you do that, you'll also get fit. And fit people burn fat faster, which means you're less likely to get fat. And if you are not fat, you are unlikely then to get all of the fat killer diseases. coronary heart disease, type 2 diabetes, osteoporosis. They're also the old people's diseases. When you have a look at that curve where most people have quality of life between 18 and 45, it's usually after 45 then, because of poor eating habits and poor activity levels, that we start getting those horrible diseases. But you don't have to get them. If you've got a regular exercise program, you're a fit person, so you get huffed and puffed a few times throughout the day to keep your brain young and to keep your heart and lungs fit and strong, then of course you'll stay lean and active. And the last one to that, of course, is strength training. If you want to stay young and strong for the rest of your life, you have to maintain your muscle strength and your muscle size. As you get older, most people's muscles waste away, not because they're getting older, but because they're not doing anything. And we tend to say that to old people, don't we? Don't do that. Take it easy. Don't run anymore. You should walk. Don't play football anymore. You should just do Tai Chi. Don't go skiing anymore. You should just walk around the backyard slowly. We tell people to get old. Well, I'm going to be one of those people that tells myself not to get old. I'm certainly not going to tell anybody else what to do, of course. But as a parent, as a grandparent, I'm sure that you want to stay young for your children and your grandchildren, so that you can be active with them and go skiing with them and go on holidays with them and go to all the theme parks with them and play tennis with them and be active as a parent, as a grandparent, regardless of how old you are. And we now have some very strong research, and not just bits of paper, but actual real people who are living in as young people, but they're 80, 90, and 100 plus years of age. They're still playing their sport. They're still performing on stage. They're still very successful in business. They've got top quality lives, even though they're over the age of 80, 90, and even some 100 years of age. So you can do it too. It's not that they're special people. It just means they're doing some very, and when I say unique and special things, they're not really. It doesn't seem that hard to get puffed 3 or 4 times every day, especially when you don't need equipment. You can jump up and down on the spot. You can do push-ups. You can run up and down your backyard. You can skip rope. You can punch a bag. Anything to get your heart rate up will then keep your brain strong, stop you from getting Alzheimer's, stop you from getting dementia, keep you cognitively active, as they say. Big word for your brain still works. And then, of course, if you are fit and strong, then your muscles and bones will still work. But the big one here for strength training is that when you maintain your strength, which means you overload your muscles, which means not only maintaining your strength, but you get stronger. And wouldn't that be awesome that as you get older, you get stronger? And for those of us that have been lifting heavy things for a long time, that's exactly what's happening, of course. You just keep getting stronger. So as you get stronger, you maintain your muscle strength and your muscle size for men. And women, we want to maintain our muscle size as well. We can't get any bigger muscles, which I wish we could, but as women we haven't got testosterone, so we can't grow bigger muscles. But we can certainly maintain our strength and keep the size of the muscles that we've got. Those muscles, when they're being overloaded, then pull on your bones, which means you don't get osteoporosis. And it's an interesting disease because it's not talked about very much, because you can't see your bones. Obviously, when you get fat, you can see that you've gotten fat. But when your bones waste away, you can't see it happening. So it's a silent, deadly disease. And as I've shared many times before, osteoporosis used to be, or we used to think, that your bones got really thin. So if you tripped over, you'd break a bone when you fell over. But the worst cases of osteoporosis are the bones become so thin inside your body that they break. And that then, of course, causes you to fall over. And if you've ever seen anybody suffering from osteoporosis, which means you actually can't see it, but what the doctor will say is get into a walking frame or get into a wheelchair and stop being active, because if you fall over, you'll obviously break lots of bones. Well, that's like a death sentence. That's like telling a person you can't move around anymore, you can't go anywhere, because your bones are so brittle. Well, when you maintain your strength, when you maintain your muscles, when you're overloading your muscles, they pull on the bones. And there's this very special new source of research coming through that as the muscle is being activated, as you're pushing it really hard, it sends a message to the bone to say, we're getting stronger, you better get stronger as well. And obviously it's a very complicated metabolic process, but I just want to share with you that's in simple terminology, that's what's happening. So you don't have to get osteoporosis. Now, not only do you not have to get it, but if you are already chronologically old and you don't want to feel old, if you start lifting heavy things, if you start doing huffy puffy exercise, you can build your muscles back, you can build your bones back, and you will reverse your osteoporosis. You'll reverse your osteopenia, so you'll get, or sarcopenia, you'll get your muscles back, you'll get your bones hormones back, you'll get your quality of life back, you'll be feeling fantastic. And you don't have to do that, of course, because some people, it seems, they just want to get old. Leave me alone, I want to get old. But if you're one of those people who really wants to have a strong, fit, active, passionate, positive life all of your life, it's a really simple process. Obviously, start with a positive attitude. You have to want to be healthy, fit, and strong. Then you've got to overload your cardiovascular system, which will keep your brain young, pump brain-derived neurotropic factors through your brain, that brain fertilizer, so you don't get Alzheimer's. Your muscles will stay strong, your bones will stay strong, you'll be able to stay active. You won't get fat because you'll have a fast metabolism, and you will have that great quality of life that can start at, yes, I'm born, and yes, I grow my body till 18, and I have this magnificent life from 18 until the day I die. There's none of this, I'm going to live with poor quality of life as I get older. So if you're as passionate as I am about staying young and you want to live a strong, happy, healthy, positive life, it's a simple process. Get fit, get puffed, as you hear me say on a regular basis. It's laugh, lift, huff, puff, learn. 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 If you do all of those things every day, you'll stay young every day, forever, until you die. But you'll have quality of life until the day you die. Wow.